Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
On Triple J.
Yes, here we are for a Matt and Alex podcast. And every now and again, we do like getting guests in for the podcast intro, a very special one. We've got someone brought in by Naz Campanella, our amazing newsreader, has got a protege with her this morning. It's a very good morning to Ruby. Hey, Ruby.
Hi.
You got your brothers in here as well.
Hello. Yeah.
Will and James.
How are we, lads?
Good.
Good.
That's the way.
Ruby, is this your first time on the radio?
Yes.
And do you like listening to the radio?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we've got you in here. Naz brought you in. How do you know Naz Campanella?
I got introduced to her.
Yeah.
By this lady called Mia.
Oh, sensational. Okay. Because Naz, you might not know if you're listening for the very first time, vision impaired herself, still kills the news, an incredible journalist. Ruby, you yourself are vision impaired as well. Do you reckon Naz is a bit of a someone that you can see as a bit of a hero?
Yes.
Ah, oh, sensational.
She's Naz is our newsreader. Have you ever thought about getting into the media as well, Ruby?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do at school? What's what is school like for you?
Good. I think my favourite subject's music, probably.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I mean, radio's the industry for you then, because we got musicians left, right and centre. Now, Naz uses this program that can read the emails and text and news that she's receives, and then it plays it back into her ears and she can read it out. Is that the sort of same type of program that you use at school?
Not really, but I'm like starting to listen to more stuff. And yeah.
For sure. What sort of things do you listen to most of the time?
Like books.
Yeah. What's your favourite book?
I like David Walliams. He writes really good books.
Oh, that's awesome. From Little Britain. I remember I used to see his show. He's got a radio show as well with... we used to play on Triple J, the Little Britain, the radio series.
I didn't realise that he did that he wrote books.
Yeah.
And Will and James, your first time's on radio as well?
Yeah.
And James, you just whispered something to me when you walked in.
Before I saw Alex, I thought he was a girl.
Oh. Okay, why did you think that, James?
Because Alex is... If your name is just Alex, it's usually a girl's name. If your name is not actually Alexander.
Right. Well, it is Alexander, but I think for ease of radio, we've just made it a bit shorter for people to say.
Well, there you go. thank you for saying that, James. Made my day.
I reckon you'd be a good duo with Matt O'Kine. I reckon, James, you've thought about getting into radio?
I don't know.
All right. And Ruby's your big sister. Is she a good big sister? Excellent. What about a little brother for James?
Yeah,
Ruby?
He's annoying, but...
Oh, how is he annoying? What does he do?
Just annoying.
Pull a few pranks?
Oh, no, he just talks about not good stuff.
Oh, James, little James. What do you like at the moment, James?
Probably Lego, and I'm also into Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah. Did you play Pokemon Go? Okay. Yeah, Pokemon's been going for a little while when I was like little.
And what about yourself, Will? Are you the eldest of this trio?
Yes.
All right.
Keep it all together?
Yes.
Look after everyone?
Not really.
Oh, Ruby.
No. Will just does his own stuff.
Sure. And what do you want to do when you grow up, Will?
I don't know yet, really.
What year are you in?
5.
Oh, okay. Cool. So do you play sport or do you like music? What do you get into?
Soccer.
Yes.
And I like reading David Walliams.
Yes, I like the David Walliams.
He's got a few fans in Australia. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming into Triple J. Thanks for being on our podcast introduction. And you'll be able to listen to this back. So hello to you again listening to it in the future.
Cool.
What do you reckon, Ruby? You think you enjoyed your first time on radio?
Yes.
Yeah, something you can do in the future. All right. Well, thanks, guys, and we'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Cool. Bye.
And thank you. Hope you enjoy this podcast. There's an incredible like a version.
Yeah.
A bad, bad, not good. And we...
Karen Wheatley hangs us as well.
We had a lot of fun today. It was really great. So enjoy the podcast. We'll see you soon. So our feature album this week, Childish Gambino's Awaken My Love, and that track is called Red Bone. We're lucky enough to have a chat with Childish Gambino only 2 days ago on the phone. That chat made some headlines.
Certainly did.
It spread right way around the world.
Yep. I'm having a chat to Triple J regarding the album, which we've been featuring across the week. It's at the podcast. If you want to check out the Matt and Alex podcast, triplej.net.au.
Tell you what, your chat to Charles Gambino makes headlines. But you think, you know, some of these music sites would pick up, how do you talk to your pet?
Oh, you'd hope so.
You'd think so.
Yesterday's podcast, almost even better, because we had Matt's dad giving us his top five tracks of the year, which you can find on the front page, triplej.net.au, a very, very good picture of both of our dads. And you get the talk back, what voice do you talk to your pets in, which absolutely went off. When people comment about how good the radio is, that's good radio. It's the best compliment you can get here as hosts here, Matt.
Very, very kind if you say that.
Even Katie from Parramatta, how are you going this morning?
Oh, guys, I'm going great. I'm doing fabulous.
Are you really going great?
Yeah. I'm pushing it. I'm, you know, just getting there.
When was the last time you were unconscious?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
All right, so how long have you been awake for, Kate?
I'm going to say 26 hours.
Okay. Now, is this due to you trying to lie in bed, you couldn't quite get to sleep, or have you just been partying like a madman?
Possibly a madman, possibly, just a little bit.
Okay.
It is the season.
So
during the party, what have you found yourself thinking about this morning?
Well, suddenly a pug magically appeared out of nowhere and crawling on the floor with this dog, suddenly just making all these noises and words just came out of my mouth.
What were you saying to the pug?
Oh, God. Hello, Puggy Wuggy.
So, Katie, what's the celebration? Why have you been partying all night?
Well, it was just a Thursday night out, really.
Yeah, good.
Do you have to work soon?
Yes.
Oh, no, Katie, I feel for you so bad. We've done this a couple of times. Things like
that. You guys did this 5 days last week.
Yeah, arias, the raves. Oh, yeah, I feel so sorry for 2 p.m., Katie.
1 p.m. even.
It's going to be the worst.
We'll try and help you here, Katie, because it was awesome yesterday chatting to people, the voices they make when they're talking to animals. And we had a chat to Will from Raymond Terrace, who did this to his girlfriend's dog, which was fantastic that he's able to adopt it. But I couldn't believe the change in his voice.
My friends all laugh at me when I do it, but it's part of me now. So
hit us with the voice. How would you speak to your dog?
Her name's Sadie, so I actually sing her songs, and I say, "What's a new, what's a new, what's a new?" That's her song.
So have you only got the one song for Sadie, or have you got a whole repertoire?
We've actually got a few. There's one called Fluffin and Duffin.
Oh, God.
All right, can we get an audition,
please?
You're
going to hit it with us.
All right. I'm Fluffin and Duffin.
Katie's
gone. I was about to see her reaction to that. Katie is well on the way to becoming 1 p.m. Katie, and she ain't got no time to be talking to breakfast radio hosts. But if you want to hear a bit more from Will from Raymond Terrace and a few other people who had a few voices for their pets.
Yeah, and look, it is the season, so if you have been partying all night, here's something that will soothe the soul.
Yep. Before Ruby Jones comes in for the news headlines.
One of my favourite tracks of 2016. It's by an artist called Kanye West, and it's called Ultralight Beam. Triple J.
Silver Sun Pickups, Skin Graft on Triple J. Before it, Panow's new one, Chameleon, which I'm digging at the moment.
Yeah, you are. I can see them hips shake every time it comes on.
Exactly right. They don't lie. Matt and Alex joining you on a Friday morning. Not only is Like a Virgin today, we've also got our good friend Kyron Wheatley popping by after 7. It's his last show this weekend, with Jen Fricker. So looking forward to going down memory lane with him.
We just chatted to Katie, who has done an all-nighter, has to go into work today, but it's a festive season at the moment.
Yes.
So we're hitting you up. Ruby Jones got a Christmas party this weekend. We're wondering.
ABC News Department.
Yeah, we're wondering about the Christmas party because, I mean, the Triple J one, it's not for another week. And, you know, I just want to know what to be prepared for, okay? Because
Ruby was asking me where after the Triple J Christmas party, where's the after party going? And I reckon, well, O'Kine's place is actually probably the closest to the venue.
Damn it. Damn it. But then our boss was talking about, you know, kick-ons back there. Look, let's not worry about our Christmas party. Let's find out about your Christmas party, okay? Because we want to know the two ends of the spectrum here. We want to hear the lamest, absolute worst, most pathetic Christmas party ever, or just the most turned, absolutely wild, like full-on The Hangover, wake up in, you know, Hong Kong or something kind of vibe.
I work for an office who deals with office work for a cinema company. All full-time employees got invited to the Christmas party, which we were told had to have paid dancers, acrobats, free booze. No casual employees were allowed to go, even though you received the email invite. We were told it was a mistake.
Oh.
And instead, when all the full-time employees left for the party, we were giving a chock top from the downstairs cinema. Not complaining. Love me a mint chocky top.
Jacob from Canberra says, our Christmas party, we're no longer allowed to have alcohol, as one year we got kicked off a golf course for tearing it up and having one of our employees run over by a golf cart and had his leg broken. Sorry.
Just imagine the person walking into that scene. let's go to the lame side. While all the other teams were going to pubs and bars, our team's going to Kakadu.
Oh.
Not the national park. That's the name of the meeting room in the office. Where we'll have a self-catered lunch with no alcohol.
Oh, no.
Bring your own sandwiches. Rachel from Melbourne, you've had a bit of a lame one.
Yeah, morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, okay. Rachel. So, wow, how lame is lame?
Lame is on the last day of work, the organisation puts on a work barbecue, but the casuals don't get paid, but there's this unspoken obligation that they have to attend. So not only do they miss out on the afternoon pay for work, they have to stay at work.
Oh, so you have to go. And then,
yeah.
But on your way to the party, you literally have to clock off and that's
yep.
it.
Yeah.
Oh,
what does the party involve?
Oh, it's like a crappy barbecue.
Right.
Is it BYO snags? Do they at least put them on?
Fortunately not. They at least put those on.
All right.
BYO potato salad.
Is it on a Friday at least so you can kind of get into the spirit of the weekend?
Thursday, and we've got the Friday off.
Oh, you go. Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
Well, there's your Christmas party right there. Have your own. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. We've also got Jeff joining us this morning. Now, this sounds absolutely ridiculous, Jeff.
Yeah, pretty crazy, hey.
So what do you do for your Christmas party?
Well, this year our boss has organised a fight card and people put their hand up and said that they're willing to fight for 60 seconds, three rounds for 60 seconds. And then they've paired up people and made up a full fight card like a poster
So you're literally going to fight your employees.
Yeah. Yep.
So
it's Christmas party UFC.
Oh no, it's like boxing. So it's hired a boxing referee and a boxing ring and
are we talking big wacky gloves here or is there gonna be some serious
Is this a sumo suit situation?
I'm not too sure, hey. But like you've got the option to wear a headgear, but I'm not too sure.
I gotta tell you, like you are making some workplace health and safety people sweat right now.
Are these friends fighting each other or is this settling office differences?
Oh, we're all mates. There's no I don't think it's got to do with sorting anything out with anyone. It's just a bit of fun, I think.
Just as an exercise. It's basically like you would go to a boxing, just a sparring.
Sport. Oh, I think it'll be a bit more of a.
I'm getting worried for you, Jeff.
Is the boss fighting? Also, is anyone going to be fighting the boss?
Also, someone is. The boss has put their hand up too, and they're fighting people, and it should be a bit of a laugh, I think. But it's also a Joe Dirt team
evening. Oh, God.
And we've got, like, mechanical bulls and little blow-up pools and... Should be a good day.
Well, Jeff, we'll see you on the news. Catch you later.
Bye.
Yeah, there are unearthed feature artists this week. Los Scallywags, a track called Whiteface for you there this morning. Matt and Alex joining you on a Friday. We've got Like a Version coming up later on with Bad, Bad, Not Good. It's the perfect end to the year when things get a little bit raucous or are not raucous enough at times, talking Christmas parties for your work. Jeff telling us about the fight club that is organized. His boxing matches between employees.
We do need to find out. Like, get back to us, Jeff, next week.
Yeah, I really want to find out how it all goes with an actual boxing referee hired to officiate.
Let us know if the boss has gone too far as well, because Hughesy said Christmas party ended just about to leave the venue, kick on, and notice someone passed out under the pool table. It was my boss. Woke them up, then they kicked on with us. So let us know whether the boss has maybe done too much.
Riggs in Huey last night. I went to a Lawn Bowls Christmas party. Last drinks were at 8:30. We weren't told as the function room was on the back, and the night finished with a magic show with a dead bird. Riggs in Huey having a great time. Celebrate the festive season.
Jake maybe making the best decision out of all. My work Christmas party is tonight, but I'm not going because I'm going to see Amy Shark instead.
Oh, yes.
I think it's the right choice. Yeah, it's not a bad choice, Jake from Melbourne.
And Amy Shark is going to get you up to 7 o'clock this morning. Australia, your raucous animals.
I tell you what.
Getting a few texts in regarding Christmas parties. Ruby Jones heading to the ABC News party tonight, which she bailed on last year because it clashed with the Triple J Christmas party, which is next week.
Now she can do both. We're just sort of telling her cautionary tales. Just to make sure that it doesn't get too out of hand. We know some of those news readers can be quite wild.
We also like hearing your absolutely lame staff Christmas parties, which would be good. This one sounds good. Our boss flew us up to Cairns for a surprise 3 days away. Golf, beers, Great Barrier Reef dive, 5-star hotel.
Oh, how's that?
So that sounds excellent. Thank you, Scotty from Sydney, for that one.
Wait, you didn't finish it. You didn't finish the text.
Couldn't make the diving because I had too many cans.
No. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it to the dive because the night before, it got too heavy on the cans and the boss was arrested and put in the lockup.
I didn't read that far.
So, I don't know if that's... Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's one way to create an interesting Christmas party.
My boss took us to Meredith for the festival, for the work breakup. Stayed for 4 days. That was great.
You didn't read the rest of that one either.
Well, because they all end with people going too hard and bloody ruining the day.
It said we had to carry him back to the campsite twice. So, I mean, if you're going to start a text, you might as well. I know. No, what this is a good example to drink responsibly if you were going to do that, okay?
Exactly right.
Also, you don't have to drink. You could just not. All right?
So true. So enjoy your Christmas parties, whatever's happening. Today on the show, we've got these guys coming in for Like a Version. Really great improvisers, musically trained artists from Canada, Bad, Bad, Not Good, who are sort of like jazz students, but they love hip-hop so much, they create these beats and rappers have just been...
Flocking to them.
Just frothing
absolutely
on them.
Absolutely loving what they do.
To collaborate. Ghostface Killah is a big fan. They did an album with him. Another track with Danny Brown. More recently teamed up with Sam from Future Islands as well to create some music. So looking forward to Bad, Bad, Not Good on your radio for Like a Version later on this morning. In fact, it's the last Like a Version of the year. So you'll want to be listening in to have a listen to how they go, bringing in a little close to 2016.
Ooh.
Right now, let's have some Odd Mob, Down for Love, and up next, Kyron Wheatley in the studio.
The way she smothers me, she's killing me slow.
Papa versus Pretty on Triple J, Smother from their album White Deer Park.
My dad reviewed that album. A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I think he chucked it a foursies.
It was not bad. from Mac O'Kine. If you missed his final review yesterday of his songs of the year, very, very funny stuff. Back on fire. But he almost got attacked by a snake in the chicken coop.
What's not attacking him, honestly? Animals are out to get him. They go get you.
Matt Noakes, with you today. We announced a little while ago finishing up at the end of the year, so 1 week to go. And we're actually welcoming a gentleman from Triple J who's been here for many years now and is having his last show on the weekend with Jen Fricker, our very good friend, my former housemate, Kyron Wheatley.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in, man. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yes,
I'm well.
Were you slightly nervous about coming in to be on our show because of the last? Well, there have been times before where you were on our show.
Where I wasn't on your show. You have pranked me in the past. I was not worried, Matt O'Kine, until I got in here and we're like, so what are we doing? And you were like, don't worry, I got an idea. And then you just threw your eyebrows up and down. That had me deeply concerned.
For those of you who are just joining the Kyron Wheatley, Matt and Alex relationship, very good off air.
There's 1 week to go. You really jumped on the last train there. Yeah,
exactly.
But, I mean, you know, off air, all great, mates.
I mean, we've bought vegetables together from hardware stores, Kyron.
We have. That's what? True.
We made a little garden in our little backyard.
Oh, okay, cool.
The bamboo really got us in the end. Bamboo, nightmare.
I hope you didn't buy the stuff that really spreads.
No, it was already there.
Yeah, we couldn't get rid of it.
We're trying to get it out.
Coming up from between the pavers.
Yeah, no, bamboo, it'll spread. You got to choose the right bamboo.
We didn't buy bamboo. It was already there.
Someone else bought the bamboo.
Well, someone should have thought better about which bamboo to use.
It kept growing.
It wasn't us. It just came in.
I know.
We were trying to grow a garden. The bamboo was growing through it. We're like, get out. It didn't.
Yeah, because you got to choose the right bamboo.
We just wanted some herbs.
All right, I know you're deliberately doing it now. But anyway, good off-air relationship. On air,
fraught.
Fraught with what upsmanship?
Well, I mean, you know, it's all about having fun as soon as you walk through the Triple J doors, isn't it?
It's true.
So,
home of fun, that's what they say.
The big old wacky ABC fun house is so, Triple J.
One morning, I was...
There's actually a ball pit where the reception area would normally be.
We make artists wait in it. Nothing weirder than seeing Alex Turner from Arctic Monkeys sitting in a ball pit, getting ready for an interview. But it is a lot of fun, all except when you're on it's a Saturday, my one sleep in, Saturday morning, suddenly get a phone call, Kyron Wheatley's on the phone playing the Freo theme song down the phone at me because they beat Collingwood first game of the season.
Oh, it's great. What a day.
Yeah, except for when you're, you know, your weekends when you work on Breakfast Radio, they're sacred times and you get to actually sleep until the sun is already up. You know, you can't ruin that for someone.
So I seethed for probably about 8 months on that one, Kyron.
It was a long way, wasn't it?
It was time for some payback on the wheat bread. And what we did was...
You just started small, didn't you? You just went in low.
Yeah.
You should have seen the meetings. There was like eight people in this room all trying to figure out how we can bring you down for a morning.
Kyron got a call from the boss saying, Matt and Alex are sick. Can you please come in and cover for us? Unbeknownst to him, we were quite healthy and in a downstairs studio doing our normal show. Well, you thought you were broadcasting to the nation. Look, in fact, just to a room.
Look, I'll give it to you. This is one of the best ideas you've ever had.
All right. Well, we'll play a little bit of audio from it up next. After some Alex the Astronaut, this is Already Home. Bus was late. Triple J. You are with Alex Dyson here. Matt O'Kine also in the studio. Kyron Wheatley as well joining us from Triple J Weekends. He's got his last shifts tomorrow and Sunday.
Sunday.
Got some big stuff planned, my friend.
Chilling. Yep. Same thing as always.
Exactly.
Get Kingsmill on, find out what's happening on 2016.
Good.
I've got to tell you, this is sounding wild.
How do you score these big guests?
This is sounding as wild as this Christmas party here on the text line where they said our Christmas party was to go to the local steelworks manufacturing plant to learn how steel products are made.
Oh, that's a ripper.
That is a hot Christmas party. Where do I sign up?
No wonder people are turning to fight clubs.
Man, if you missed that call earlier from Jeff, get on the podcast, please.
That was amazing.
We are reminiscing with Kyron about our interactions on the radio. Most of them being pranking each other based.
Yeah, that's right. You got us back. Damn it.
I know, Kyron. Then
you were worried for so long.
I was. And anytime you'd look at me, I'd be like, oh, he's up to something.
I think the best prank you pulled on us. That was leaving at so long to prank us back. Yeah. Because Matt, I reckon it was about for, 10 months you were just sitting there paranoid that there were cameras in the studio somehow.
Oh, yeah. I'm still paranoid. I mean, aside from the fact that the government's watching us.
God.
then I was paranoid that you were watching me.
Our one on Kyron, however, was a little while ago. Now, there is a video you can find online of the entire thing, but basically Kyron thought that Matt and Alex were sick and that he was doing the breakfast show. Unfortunately for him, we were in another studio doing the actual show, talking to the listeners, whilst you were talking to a microphone that was only turned on for you.
Which
we could tune into when we needed to. And hear what you were saying. And so, obviously, with no one listening, there were no people to call up and answer your talk back.
I can remember two.
So could I, because the only callers to Kyron's show were Matt and Alex doing terrible voices. I mean, it was... That's we need bad. To work on our game, I think.
It's listening back, I don't know how I didn't pick it.
This is what happened. You can tell how nervous we were by how fast we were talking as well. Now, Kyron is doing the fake talk back in the studio where he's not on air of, when have you got the last minute call up?
And very soon we're going to be making those calls into
Kyron. Well, who else
can
do it?
Now, I got the last minute call up this morning. Are you going to tell us what happened on the way to your friend's wedding?
Oh, my God, Kyron, it was so funny.
Alex?
No, it's Kyron, mate, filling in for Matt and Alex. Was that not clear? You had to play mixed netball at the last minute, Leon?
Yeah, I usually go to school, but when I'm not at school, I go to mixed netball on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. How did he get cement in his belly button?
Oh, I think he was leaning over too much when he was filling up
right.
his trough.
His belly button hangs a bit low, does it?
Yeah, it's a massive Audi, mate.
Oh, my God, Doran, it was so embarrassing.
Doran! Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Kyron. You're doing a great job. I hate Matt and Alex.
Oh, that's mean. Thank you for the nice thing, but then the mean thing. They're great. Defended you to the end.
Yeah, you did. I gotta give it to you.
And we said
you did defend us.
We did want you to know, because people listening could text in and say, Kyron, you could see the text line, Kyron, they're pulling a prank on you. So we had to say, please do not give us up. But if you're texting Kyron, just get his name slightly wrong.
And they're still doing it to this day. Thank you. On the text line, what do we got here? Koo Yum. Can't say the second one.
Karen Weebix, Kangaroo Wetworks.
Kangaroo Wetworks.
Yeah. Koobum Wheat
That's
Box.
A fresh one.
It's all been there. But I was thinking like Kieran or Karen, but it went to like people doing Quran spelt with a Q and an apostrophe.
Kittlebits Winklebob, I think, was one of the all-time favourites.
But Karen, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the radio, because it's been, 6 years you've been in?
Yeah, we've been like shadowing each other.
Definitely.
It's about the same time as you. What a pleasure. What an absolute joy it's been over
Good
the
times.
Last 6 years. Good times.
It's a great place to work.
That ball pit keeps you coming back. Yeah.
And the flower that the boss wears on his shirt. You never know when it's going to squirt water at you.
That's it. That's
oh, it's
why.
A wild place.
That's why we turn up.
Kyron said some really nice things on the radio as well a couple of weeks ago, which even got an article on Pedestrian TV, which you can have a look at to see exactly how his time at Triple J was. But Kyron, it has been an awesome bit working with you but being your friend as well. So thank you so much for being with us this morning.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
The only sad thing is having to hand in your helicopter hat at the door on the way out.
enjoy your last week, boys.
Thanks, Karen.
Have a great weekend.
It'll be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview...
Back of version.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on Mars.
I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
Do you know?
Check to the mic, check, 1, 2.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
And for this massive lack of version, we've got Bad Bad Not Good in the studio with us. It's a very good morning to Leland, Chester, James and Alex. How's it going, guys?
It's going good.
Fresh off a tour through Asia. How was that?
Absolutely. Amazing. Incredible. Mm. Yeah, I mean, we went to the Philippines, we went to Taipei, we ate good.
Yeah, lots of amazing food, amazing shops, streetwear clothes shops.
Yeah, lots of new friends.
Lots of new friends. Yeah, lots of sunshine, lots of rain.
Speaking of new friends, congratulations, Leland, for being an official part of the band now this year.
Yeah, time's coming up, though, January 1st, 2017. Yeah.
Oh, what? The contract is up.
Yeah. Year, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Got to renew it.
He's looking for other work.
I was so who brought up the suggestion of making it, you know, Facebook official? Did you sort of go, guys, I think it's time that I, you know, became official? Or did the guys sort of go, hey, it's time?
Yeah, I mean, I was telling them I've been playing with you guys for like 3 years on and off. Come on. Just let me in.
Yeah,
I really want to hang out with you.
When are you gonna stop seeing other saxophonists?
I was watching a session that you had with a song that I don't think made the latest album Four with double sax going on as well. How many saxophones can you have on one Bad Bad Not Good track?
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, sky's the limit. Stack the saxes, stack the flutes, bass clarinets, and you know, just whatever you got.
Sky's not actually the limit. There was a guy who took saxophone to space. So.
Do you guys, when you guys are all hanging out, say backstage, are you into board games as much as your video clips?
They're boring.
Would because I saw the video clip to Lavender, and it's all, I mean, it's
D&D,
turns violence, maybe. Dungeons and Dragons. Do you guys actually play?
I don't think any of us have ever played.
Well, we're obviously, you know, fans of, like, of, you know, fantasy world and adventures. But a friend of mine found this Dragons. Dungeon Master on LinkedIn.
Right. And legit, and the guy at the end is legit.
Yeah. He fathered us through the video, raised James actually single-handedly. And
he's my mom.
And we just kind of wanted to do something a little unortho and get John some recognition for his amazing LinkedIn page and his philosophy on life and board games. And he's also a judo master and full weapons trainer.
What? Really? Okay, so full weapons trainer and full-time dungeon and Dragon Master.
Yeah, I hope we get some internet. I hope people will fly him over to Australia so he can session. Like,
there'll be someone out there who
we've got some plenty of D&D fans. Comes up sporadically, yes. But when it does, the people get on board. You do have plenty of friends on the album as well. We've seen, we're going to have a song very soon, which does, in its original incarnation, feature Kay Trinada as well. Mm-hmm. Sam from Future Islands dropped by. How did the collaborations go on the latest Bad Bad Not Good album?
Really well. We actually got the chance to have everyone through our own studio in Toronto and do everything there totally in-house. So that was pretty special because it's hard to get people together, especially talented guys like that, guys and gals.
Yeah, definitely. Like I heard Ghostface, the album prior to that, which we featured on Triple J at the time. It was very email-based. Mm-hmm. And so the first time you actually met him was just at a gig whilst you were playing with him. Can you tell us?
On stage, yeah.
That story, Chester?
We were just playing and then he got a wireless mic and he was probably like 100 feet away and just heard like, yo, 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 check 1, 2, 1, 2.
And it was like halfway through one of our songs.
Like some weird improvised song. It was epic. We did it.
Yeah, it seems like the collaborations are a big thing. What, any surprising ones? I mean, I saw Snoop Dogg was messing around some of his stuff before.
Yeah, every Sunday he plays one of the songs and gets lifted. It's sweet.
Pixel.
It's inspiring. Yeah, it's cool. He's in the studio with cool lights. It's epic.
Well, I've got a few lights here to do the original song from Bad Bad Not Good this morning. You're going to be playing the track Lavender, I believe. I reckon whenever you're ready, guys, let's take it away.
All right.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. That
was amazing. Wow.
That was tiring.
So was a big cheer on the way in. That is Bad, Bad, Not Good with Lavender this morning. Thank you so much for that, guys.
Oh, no problem.
No worries.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake.
Catron Ida helping you out in studio in Toronto for it. What was it like working with him? Because he's been, you know, working with so many people recently, it seems. The internet chance rapper. What did he bring to this song in the studio?
Well, Kay actually comes to the studio, Studio 69, by the way, a lot. And we just make random ideas of whatever everyone's feeling, whether it's like kind of psyche or, I don't know, lovey, emotional synth music or whatever. We just work on, literally, we have probably like 70 songs at this point that are unreleased beats and things floating around.
70?
Yeah, there's so
many.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
gigabytes of space. That's crazy.
We can't wait to hear more from you, but we've still got a cover for you, from you to come. That's happening after the news. And we always like to ask for a clue about what you might be playing. So can you give us a clue, Bad, Bad, Not Good, as to what your cover is for Like a Virgin this morning?
All right, James, I think this is you.
I guess there's only one guy who knows how I feel when I'm without you guys. So. Yeah.
All right, there we go. Okay, one guy
clue
knows.
Delivered to you on Triple J this morning. We've got Bad, Bad, Not Good in the studio. They're going to stick around for a cover after this. You're on Triple J. Good morning.
Triple J. Yeah, it's coming up. Maybe a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview
Like a Virgin.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on
Mars. I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
Do you know?
Check to the mic. Check, one, two.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, we are in the middle of Like a Virgin right now. Matt and Alex joined in the studio by Bad, Bad, Not Good.
Hello again to you, first of all. You've actually been joined by a special guest yourself. And I think just during those couple of songs, we're working on an intro for them. So please introduce the special guest to be helping out Bad, Bad, Not Good on the cover for Like a Virgin this morning.
Oh, well, he's a sporadic, spunky young man. And he goes by the name
Jonty.
Jonty! Very good one, Jonty. I thought we were going to do the special introduction music.
Oh.
Inspiring stuff there.
Yeah.
What is you, Jonty? How's it going? Beautiful.
I'm good. How are you going?
Really well, thank you. Yeah. How did you get hooked up with Bad, Bad, Not Good today?
By like a Twitter message.
Slid into the DM, baby.
Yeah, it was. And it was like, yeah, during the night, I was like, man, who's that? And it was really exciting to be woken up by that DM slide.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I met you guys like in LA. I feel like the first time was like a long time ago at your show at the Mint.
Like literally our first show in Los Angeles ever. And he was there and he just came in and introduced himself. That sporadic, young, spunky gentleman. And yeah.
We're about to play a cover. We had a bit of a clue before from yourself, James, as to what it may be. It was, there was one person who only knows how you feel about the rest of your band. Yeah. Who was that person?
Well, I want to say it's...
No, actually, Stephen Page wrote this great song, Lying in Bed, just like...
Yeah, just like Brian Wilson did. But it's not necessarily... I want to make a correction to the clue. I don't necessarily think God is a guy. I think God is more likely a girl. So
okay, but it's about God. The song is about God.
Maybe that was another clue. I don't know.
Well, it is the festive season. It is we are approaching Christian holidays, Christmas. You guys big fans into Christmas?
Yeah,
Christmas is interesting. Oh, I mean, we get to celebrate winter Christmas, which is cool, like snow. I mean, sometimes there's snow, but, you know, it's just more about, like, good spirits and energy rather than, like, money spending and, you know, eggnog's tight, though.
How do you feel about carols? What's your favorite carol?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Probably, I really like... Damn, what's it called? The one from the all the kids singing the Peanuts
Christmas time is here.
No.
Christmas tree.
Oh, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Well, there you go. That was like cover.
The year. We should really just say it's got to be Christmas carols. Definitely. All right. Well, we'll work on that for 2017.
Yeah.
But gentlemen, we better get into it now. Featuring Jonty, who is going to be playing a little bit of guitar and singing alongside Bad, Bad, Not Good. This is their cover of The Beach Boys, God Only Knows, which I don't think we've even said yet.
So you better let us know what it was.
Beachy, Beachy Boys.
All right, well, here it is. Take it away whenever you're ready, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, I do. And there by a few boys from Toronto. That is Bad Bad Not Good featuring Jonty with an incredible Lack of Version. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Thank much appreciated.
Good luck for the tour as well, the rest of the tour.
Meredith over the weekend is going to be pretty big. You've got a show in Melbourne tonight and Monday, which is flanking it as well. And do not be intimidated if you're playing there and people start holding their shoes up in the air. That is the Meredith tradition of showing best on ground for the festival.
Oh, great. So cool. Wow.
If they go up, take it as a compliment.
Awesome things, yeah. Heard that one of the guys who deals with waste actually fertilizes the waste and sells it as soil 7 years later.
What? Does it take 7 years around?
Well, I think it's probably mature. He wants to be healthy, so yeah, you got to grow some good tomatoes in your garden.
Definitely. Feel free to enter the Meredith Gift, which is a big nudie run around the amphitheater on the sun on the last day. Yeah. Yeah.
Who would win that out of Bad Bad Not Good?
The run?
Yeah.
Probably Alex.
Leland hit the bottle, though. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, run for speed or, like, duration?
Oh, okay. Yeah, good point. Is it a long one?
It's a bit of both.
Yeah. Alex would win both in both cases.
I just need you to clarify that.
Well, guys, thank you so much for dropping by. Thank you as well, Jonty, for joining them for their cover. I really appreciate it. Bad Bad Not Good. Bad Bad Not Good. It's been a pleasure, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Thank you so much for having us and playing us on the station. We love you.
And fast bowlers Mitchell Starc and Josh Hazlewood are both likely to play in today's third and final one-day match against New Zealand at the MCG. Both were yesterday named in the test squad, although their one-day teammate Pat Cummins was overlooked.
Thank you very much, Ruby Jones.
How cool is that Lack of Version? I love that song.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
You and Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney saying it's one of the most beautiful songs, perfect songs ever written.
Isn't it just?
Yeah,
they did a great job on it.
Was that a song that you used to listen to in the house growing up? Did your parents pop that on?
No. My parents actually, they listened to the music.
Slayer.
Megadeth.
They wouldn't have listened to that. No, I found that on my own.
Oh, right. Okay. Did you ever go through a goth stage?
Emo, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell us more. Come on.
I just really liked Fall Out Boy and I had an interesting haircut.
Sure. Was it all black? All black everything? Black nail polish as well?
Yeah.
Did no one understand you?
Did you sit in your room and listen to this? Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. I can see Ruby Jones.
I'm actually starting to blush now.
Oh, no. The angst.
So much angst.
Well, it's fine now. You're working at the ABC. It's all good. You got the news Christmas party tonight as well.
It's
going to
be fun.
That?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
We've got the brunch table up next, which means you decide what you want to talk about. Let us know. 0439757555 or give us a call. 1-300-0555-36.
Doesn't have to be about Christmas parties, but we had a few texts about it this morning, including this one. I'm a subcontractor, but 95% of my work for the past 6 months has been this one particular company. Even dropped what I was doing on the weekend to come to the boss's rescue, picked him up after he ran out of petrol after hours. And then yesterday, the apprentice said to me, "Oh, mate, how good's the staff party going to be? I can't wait." At which I replied, "What work party?" He then went to the supervisor and said, "How's it? Kane didn't get invited to the work party." The supervisor goes, "Oh, which one? The dinner this weekend or the party on New Year's?"
Both.
Uninvited to both.
No. Time for a blow up, I reckon. Gillian has texted in earlier and said, "Guys, my coworker yelled and walked out of work due to a $66 electricity bill. Please pray that she comes back today. We really need her." So maybe Kane just needs to do the blow up. Just the absolute, I'm out of here.
I quit.
Screw yous all. I want to hear if you've ever had a massive blow up at work and just, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
Bye. Ruby, enjoy the party.
1-300-0555-36
is our phone number. Don't do anything silly at the party.
Oh, as if I would.
Oh, yeah, sure, Ruby Jones.
Gotta save yourself. Tell you all about it on Monday.
Save yourself for next Friday.
A massive 4 weddings and a funeral from Faker there. That is Hurricane on Triple J from a few years ago now. Really, really love that song, as does Katie from Cronulla. Thanks so much for your text there. Another classic you, Fresh Fridays, says this one on 0439757555. It followed on from The Weeknd with Daft Punk and Starboy.
Hope you're well. It's a brunch table. We can talk about whatever you want. literally anything you want.
Yeah, Matt and I on a Friday, just pack it up. We're sick of coming up with content.
Yeah.
We want you to feed us whatever's on your mind.
Zach in Sydney says, thoughts on hooking up with a coworker.
Thoughts on hooking up with a coworker. It's an interesting one.
It is a tough one.
Because how's it going to affect the day-to-day life?
It depends on how closely you work together as well.
Very true.
I mean, is this someone that, do they work on level two, you know?
Mm.
And you work on level six.
Matt and I, if we hooked up, you know, and I'm not saying that it hasn't happened before, but, you know, if it did, it would be a weird dynamic, wouldn't it?
Well, it would definitely change things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we spend so long in this room together.
Mm.
And also, you bring up a good point, because if there was sexual tension, right, between you and your coworker, and you're stuck in a room with them, it'd be very difficult to keep your hands off each other.
Yeah.
You know? You'd probably notice if me and Alex are hooking up, because all of a sudden the songs we've started playing be longer and longer.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be chucking on a bit of Bohemian Rhapsody, really get 8 minutes alone time.
Well, speak for yourself, mate. I'm probably going to Friends of Rom territory at the moment.
But just look, I mean, I would never say never to anything, all right? You just got to be smart about whatever you do and, you know, make sure that you're hooking up. I think if you're going to be hooking up with a coworker, there really needs to be a solid emotional, you know, connection there so that it's not.
And the fact that you're thinking it through by texting a radio station about it means that you're looking at all the options, you know, and don't put restrictions on yourself if it's not going to be a problem.
Wait, also, no, wait, okay, I take that back. Just make sure you're both on the same page, all right? If you're just in it for the nookie and they're just in it for the nookie, then whatever. But if you really like them and they really like you, good, fine, whatever, just figure it out.
Yeah. So be on the same level is what you're saying.
Yes.
Andrew from Balmain, what do you want to talk about?
I was telling about a blow-up I had at work, gents.
Oh, sweet. All
you
right.
Blew? Someone else blew.
I blew. So this is in 2009. I just finished uni and I was working full-time at sort of the crappy job I'd had all through uni, fixing vending machines and filling vending machines.
All right.
Do you ever get people, because whenever the Vendo guy comes into Triple J and, like, it's open and there's just bulk chips out in the open as things, and I never would, but you just think, ooh, I finally got access. Do you ever steal some cheeky salt and meat?
Is there any way we can hack vending machines? I mean, I remember in year eight, we used to do the old chuck a dollar in, and then if you press the Pasito button and the cola button at this, like, real quickly, just one after another, like that, you were destined for the double whammy. Absolutely. So is there any other hacks?
Oh, the new machines are pretty sophisticated. The older ones, you could sort of get away with stuff like that. Mm. But they'd always be jammed up with people trying stuff like that.
Sorry, Andrew. Hey, but without stingers like me, you wouldn't have a job. All right.
Yeah, that's right. And I used to fix the ones at your old uni.
Yeah,
now,
exactly. So, you should thank me, Andrew.
Yeah.
So you had a bit of a storm out. What happened?
Yeah, so I just had the shits one day and I came back in and I just drove the van back in, took my keys off, threw them on my boss, said, mate, I'm done. I've had enough of this crap. I'm out of here.
Threw the keys on the boss.
Yeah, threw
them at him.
That's
a statement. That's a statement.
And then the next day he rang me up. We had a pretty good relationship. He rang me up. He said, oh, can you come in and, you know, bring your uniforms in and that sort of stuff and, you know, we'll have a bit of a chat. And I said, yeah, okay. And when I got in there, they basically offered me an extra couple of $100 a week and made me a supervisor.
Oh! The attitude, the big call got you the big role. Okay, interesting. Yeah.
The storm out got you a little bit of chocolate.
Something. So how was the new role? Did you get drunk with power?
No, I was still just as bored and annoyed, so I quit about 2 months later.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
A couple extra hundred, though. Thank you very much, Andrew. Catch you.
No worries. Good one, boys.
Catch you later. We do have a few more minutes to chat about whatever's on your mind. 0439-757-555. Here's some Childish Gambino. This is Boogeyman. Childish Gambino with Boogeyman on Triple J. Hope you've been enjoying our feature album from Mr. Gambino, Awaken My Love. We had a chat to him on Wednesday about it all. Really interesting to see his mindset, mixing it up from his rap background. into this sort of, swirling, soul-y kind of mixture. Been a pleasure to feature it. So, yeah, hope you've loved it so far. Looking forward to seeing him at the end of the year. Matt and Alex joining you at the brunch table. We tell you what, I got the baked eggs today.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good in there.
I got the B&E.
Nice.
Little roll. Got the special house sauce. Don't know what they put in it, but it's pretty zingy.
Soy and linseed. Something about it in the sourdough, which gets that crust nice and taut around my molars. Anyway, thanks for your texts. 0439757555.
Well, we were talking about office hookups. Just because we're asked, you know, it's up to you this half hour, what you want to talk about.
Sarah.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah. Have you had an office hookup?
Yeah. So me and my fling met while we were working as corrective services officers. So it was very romantic meeting up over inmates.
Wow. In jail.
Yeah.
On the right side of the bars, though.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, I've heard of stories of, there's like a few sort of famous cases of correctional officers hooking up with prisoners.
No, thank you.
Okay. Just wondering. Have you heard any stories like that?
Yes, of course.
At your work?
No.
Okay, just wondering.
They'd be booted.
Sarah, I'm just wondering.
Okay, Sarah, what about your own situation though? When did the tension finally succumb?
Well, we were sitting in a prison van with a particularly rowdy inmate in the back, and I realised that I was in love with him. Fast forward 2 years and we're married.
So wait, what? So you realised, like, you guys had always talked and gotten along. Did you, was the first hookup, did it happen at work?
No.
Okay. Sorry, just wondering.
No.
Just wondering.
No.
Right. So the prisoner in the back wasn't looking forward by saying, "Let me out." And the two officers are making out in the front seat.
It got so awkward. The tension got so awkward that one of us had to actually change locations.
Fair enough.
Well, that's very responsible of you.
So
yeah.
One who asked who out on the first date.
I did.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you're both correctional officers. I assume you've both got handcuffs as well. You don't need to use those outside of the office.
That is actually illegal.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
no,
good.
Vehicle.
Well, you sound like you're pretty switched on, Sarah. So thank you very much for having a chat to us. We'll catch you later.
Thanks,
Sarah.
Bye. Few more texts coming in on 0439757555. How about this one, Matt? Matt, I'll throw it to you. Another Sarah. How do you get over jealousy?
Oh, well, I mean, it depends on what you're getting jealous about, doesn't it? I mean, you could be getting jealous in your current relationship. Let's say if your partner is talking to people, being too friendly with other people.
You start thinking, oh, I know the phone password. Maybe I can go in and just make sure all's above board.
You could be getting jealous of this or more paranoid that someone is trying to steal your partner away from you.
Or you could be looking externally at a good relationship and wishing that you had someone in it.
Absolutely. The relationship could well and truly be over. And you could be jealous of the person who is now seeing your ex-partner. Mm. Maybe it doesn't even have to do with relationships and love. Maybe you're jealous, and status anxiety is a very common thing.
Yep.
You get jealous of the friends around you who you believe are succeeding in their careers, in their lives, families, more than you are. You're not alone if that's ever the situation.
As far as how to get over it, I think I used to be a lot more jealous than I get these days. And I think it's because you ask yourself, well, what can I control in this situation?
Yep.
You know, can I control what my partner does? It's like, no, well, but I can control being the best person that I can.
Absolutely.
And if I'm a good person, then they should want to be with me. And if not, that reflects more on them than it does on me.
Exactly. If you're doing everything you can, then that's all you can ever do in life, in relationships, in anything.
Exactly. If you're looking at yourself, why has that person got the good job? It's like, well, it could have been an unfair decision. It could have been the right decision. But if I try and make myself the best possible employee or person that I can, then I can't control what other people do, and I've suddenly set my own standards and I'm meeting them, and so I'm running free. I'm great.
I read a book when I was about 22 by Carl de Bottain called Status Anxiety, which is a really good look at if you are around that sort of early 20s, you don't really know what's going on in your life, everyone seems to be succeeding more than you are, all that sort of stuff. Have a read of that book. It'll put you It'll just put you at ease and put everything into perspective and make you realize that everything you're feeling is totally natural.
Very nice. We got a text here going, okay, Dr. Phil. Right, fine. We'll take that as
all
well.
Right, fine,
we'll
wrap then, it up mate. Then. All right.
Righto.
Sorry, we wanted to get real for a second.
Stop talking about bloody hypothetical sourdough. Goodness gracious.
It's the final countdown.
We're about to head over to Zanro, and next week, 5 days to go, our final week on Triple J Breakfast.
We didn't even announce the Maltese today.
Oh! All right, so we're doing the Maltese Awards next week. But we're doing it, the
we're doing it live, so we'll give you an opportunity to come and see the awards live for the first time ever.
If you want to come along, keep listening. We'll talk about it with Zan. That'll be big. To get you up to the news, here's KDA and Just Say. Morning, Triple J.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.